The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. I speak this morning in God's name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please have a seat. Well, it's a very special action-packed time of year. That's right, it is almost time for young David Martin, who is sitting right back there, to do his annual unicycle ride for Mission 911. He's done it twice now, and that means it's an unchangeable tradition. And at the same time, it's our celebration of All Saints Day. And of course, those two things, unicycles and saints, go together perfectly well. At least in my mind. But maybe I need to explain that a little. It's because learning to ride a unicycle is one of the strangest processes you can go through in life. No matter how athletic you are, no matter how amazing your sense of balance might be, the first thought when you try to get on the thing is, "No way. This is impossible. Human beings can't do this." When I was learning, I positioned the seat in a place where hopefully it wouldn't hurt too much. I put a foot on the pedal, take a death grip on the stepladder that I had set up beside me, step on the pedal and fall on my face, or on my butt. It was about 50-50. There was just one thing that kept me trying. It was this. Other people rode unicycles. I knew that. I'd seen it. I'd seen it on YouTube. I'd seen it in real life. People just like me. So I'd get up and try again, and try again the next day. And that's where the saints come in. Because Christian discipleship is just like that. Because as disciples, as baptized Christians, each of us is called to do what saints do. I am called to reflect Christ's life in my life, to make his pattern of life my pattern of life, to make his values my values. When I hear that, and when I make my first tentative tries to do that, my reaction is just the same as when I first tried the unicycle. There's no way. It's too hard. Humans can't do this. I can admire Christ, That's easy. I can learn his teaching. That's a little harder. I can appreciate Christ as a leader and philosopher. But reflect Christ? Live like Christ? Show Christ to the world? Be Christ for the people I meet? Not possible. I'm too selfish. I try, but I fall on my face. I'm too fearful. I give it a go and I end up on my butt. It's like riding a unicycle. And just like the unicycle, there's one thing that keeps me trying. Day after day, year after year, for my 56 years of being a Christian, other people have done it. People like me. Ordinary people, but people whose lives really have come to reflect something of the life of Christ in a genuine and unmistakable way. And these are the people we call saints. You can find them all through our Christian history. If you've never done it, you should read some stories of the saints. There's a great little book published by Episcopal Publishing called Lesser Feasts and Fasts, and there's another book that goes along with it called Holy Men and Holy Women. And they all contain stories of saints. They're all through our history, from the beginning till now. Back in the year 120 AD or so, there was a little old man named Polycarpus, who was the venerable old bishop of a city called Smyrna in Turkey. Now, Polycarpus was not a brilliant theologian, and he was not an exciting preacher, but he loved his people dearly. And when he was 86 years old, he was arrested and sentenced to die in one of the crackdowns on unusual religions that the Romans like to have every now and then. But the poor bureaucrat in charge of the execution didn't really have the heart to kill the kindly little old gentleman. And he asked him, "Please, please, just deny Jesus. Just say the words. Please, please. Just burn a little bit of incense, just a tiny bit of incense, in honor of the divine god Caesar." And Polycarpus knew that the people he loved were depending on him. And he said, "I followed my Lord for 86 years. And in all those years, he's only ever been kind to me. How can I turn against him now?" Do what you must. And I start to think, maybe it is possible. Maybe it is possible for an ordinary person to show Christ's love for his people and his courage in the face of peril. Maybe it's possible for you. Maybe it's possible for me. Some saints are closer to our own time. Father Hugh O'Flaherty was an Irish priest and a diplomat in the Vatican in the late 1930s, but his main loves seem to have been golf and a good party, until the Nazis came to town. O'Flaherty used his diplomatic connections to create safe houses and escape routes for thousands of Italian Jews. The SS officer in charge of Rome was a man named Herbert Kepler, who vowed to capture, torture, and kill O'Flaherty as soon as he stepped out of Vatican grounds. but it never happened. The Nazis were defeated. Kapler at Nuremberg was sentenced to life imprisonment for war crimes. And in all the years he spent in prison, Kapler only ever had one visitor. And he came steadfastly once a month. That visitor was Father Hugo Flaherty, the man he vowed to torture and kill. Years later, Kapler was baptized by O'Flaherty just before his death. Maybe it is possible. Maybe it is possible for an ordinary person to show the compassion of Christ and the forgiveness of Christ. Maybe I can. Maybe you can. Maybe we can all be a little more bold in our proclamation and a little less hesitant in our love. Maybe the people we'll baptize at the 10:30 service this morning will be able to do that and show us what it looks like. Maybe they are saints waiting to grow into their sainthood. Saints are just the people who encourage us all to keep trying. They don't all have days on the calendar. In fact, you may be sitting next to a saint right now. You may have special saints in your own life, people who have shown you that it really is possible, each in our own way, to be Christ in the world. People who have encouraged you to keep trying. And maybe you have been a saint for someone else. We call the church the communion of saints, and we're right, because it's our sacred job to be saints for one another, to support and encourage each other, so we can all be better at showing Christ to the world. It's All Saints Day. And the saints are in the house, and they're here to tell each one of us, yes, you can reflect Christ in the world. Yes, you can be more courageous in love, less hesitant in forgiveness, more bold in proclamation. Yes, you can be Christ to the people you meet. The saints are in the house. Remember the saints and learn their stories. Give thanks for the special saints in your life. And remember to be a saint yourself. In Jesus' name, amen.